the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. So glorious and beautiful, so majestic and splendid and infinitely more than we can ever comprehend. And how do we contact Him? It's in the spirit realm through the Holy Spirit, of course. In the book of John, God says, Jesus said, God is a spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. This series, The Glory of the Lord, could go on forever because it's so vast. And when we find Him, we find the answer. This is the reason that every individual person is on the earth. And most people, if they hear that, would say, that's totally wrong. There's no way. You're crazy. That's not, maybe it's to know God, but there's many other ways that, this is what people say, there's many other ways people can be happy. Well, God Almighty created the human race. And the one curveball in it all is that there's an enemy. If people fire all these questions at God, how could there be a hell and how could there be so much suffering? And, we should never cross-question God, okay? But one of the answers is that there's an enemy. God created billions of angels, these glorious beings. And remember, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, is the glorious one, God Almighty, so beautiful. When we meet Him, He's the only thing and the only one we will want forever. Everything changes. Amen, amen. That's the answer. So he created the angels, but these angels, billions of angels, and one of them, at the most powerful angel, we learn that from Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. It's right there in the Bible, Isaiah chapter 14, Ezekiel 28, that Lucifer was the highest ranked being under the Trinity, and that's the cause. He's the cause of all the evil and all the... God is a God of love and goodness and greatness, and he wants everyone to find Him through Jesus Christ and spend eternity in heaven. He wants everybody. Sadly, most people will not repent before it's too late. Jesus even said that right there. He said, strive, make every effort to enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Oh, but how narrow is the gate and constricted is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. So come to Jesus today. We're almost in a new year, but that's really every day is the, His mercies are new every morning. We don't need holidays or a new year to have that newness. In fact, coming to Jesus Christ, He says, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. How do we experience that? Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, we must repent. We must have a broken and contrite spirit. We get to do these things and seek Him with our whole heart, and He'll reveal Himself to you. Amen.